Was something like that ever called a chance or a grist?
A what?
A grist or a chance or a turn?
I don't know. It's just sacks.
You ever call it a turn?
The sacks and bags.
How about a turn of corn?
Well, that's a turn of corn. It'd be a sack of corn. What we're talking about.
Yeah.
That'd be a turn. They'd call that a turn.
Right.
And that is the miller's job, if he was could, just to go and man and come. He'd kick his corn off, and some weighed it. In the old times, they just measured it in the bushel, and they took a gallon out of the bushel to grind your corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a big box for this sure to meal to come out in, and two nails drove in there, and sting his sack here, and got meal, and they had a big old paddle with a place cut out in it for your thumb, one for your hand. And dip that up and put it in that sack. Tie it there and put it back on the horse and send them on down the road.
I see. Now, if when you were bringing wood in, when you had when you're starting a fire or something, maybe with a stove or with the fireplace, the amount you could carry like this, you just call that a.
Yeah, it's all a little wood. But you know, take your stove wood and have a box. Have a box behind the stove where we've still got one in. In the firewood, as a general rule, and just bring it in and lay it on the porch.
Would you be more likely to call that an arm load or an arm full of wood?
Well, I don't know. People call it either one. You don't know what you're talking about. Arm load or arm full. You say, go out and get a load of stove wood or a load of firewood.
If you were hauling something in a wagon back and forth, and then maybe the last one, you know, the last load wasn't completely a full load, would you have a special name for that?
Well, you might say just a half of a load or part of a load or something like that.
Never use something like a jag or a chance?
Well, I've heard that used, but that wasn't too common.
Which word?
A jag. Heard that used now.
Is that
jag of wood or jag of meal or jag of something that meant wood.
Okay.
Now, that was the meaning of that, was small amount.
Okay. Now, we talked about the dish towels and dish towels. How about the thing that you might put soap on when you're washing your face?
Well, I don't know what this called back then.
Well, what do you call it now?
Towels.
Yeah, now that's what you dry with.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about the thing that's wet, that you small.
Yeah, I call it a wash rag or something like that, I reckon.
And the place where the water comes in the kitchen at the sink.
Faucets.
Yeah. And how about on the side? Do you have one on the side of the house?
Yeah, I'm sticking. We call them sticking.
Okay.
There's one out there.
And how about on a barrel?
On what?
On a barrel.
Well, they had used to them little old things there. They had faucets, just sort of like spigots got.
Mm-hmm.
Turn them on. Used to, there was wood.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get to have them cider barrels. When I was a boy, they'd bring us some kind of a cider to the stores and sell them. These little bag or kegs would be maybe 20 gallons or something like that, and they'd set them on the counter, and they had a wooden thing that stuck in there, and it's all wood, but you
mm-hmm.
turn it here, you know, and it's like a spigot and get it out on it. It was made different.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, when they got to making the steel drums,
mm-hmm.
they got to for oil and things like that, they'd have spigots just like you've got out here, you know, to catch your water.
Now, with this piping you have now, though, in the winter time, do you ever have any trouble with that? With when it gets cold?
Yeah, we have to be careful now. I drain my pipes now. Our pipes come from spring down there, and the house has no heat from the kitchen yonder to the bathroom. We have trouble there,
mm-hmm.
but never let it. It's froze a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So I got away there and go down there, you know, and cut the water off from the house and drain it. And that takes the water out of the pipes if it's zero weather, you know, because the pipes from the bathroom in yonder is copper. And it's a hard job to get anybody to fix things like that. And I just try to stick the advantage of it and drain them pipes. We catch up enough of water to do us. It's going to flow up. If it ain't, our spring's open. We just down there and carry it up further than the house froze back.